Aquarius, this, let's just straight up say it. It's the Uranian energy that's causing a lot of conflict right now. So we're going to get into how that will play out in your life and what you can do about it. Aquarius, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. We're going to start off with the astrology and then get into the tarot card readings. There's always an extended reading if you want to join me to continue the message and go deeper, get more details. That link is down below. Or you can join the Unbound membership to this channel, Born Without Boundaries Tarot, and get unlimited access to all the extended readings, exclusive content, exclusive only to members, and all the other channel perks. So please consider that. Remember that Aquarius videos come out every single Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the West Coast. So subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. If you want to join me for a daily tarot card reading, I have a second YouTube channel called Astrology Motivation. I will attach the link above. And hopefully you guys can hop on over there and jump on the live chats that I do every single day over there as I give a general tarot card reading. So what is the astrology of this week? Primarily for Uranus, which is still in Taurus, but it's right on top of the North Node at this point. And so it's directly opposite the South Node. And toward the end of this week, that's what will create the grand cross in the sky, which is basically an impasse. Something that you're just stuck, the energy of just being absolutely stuck and nothing gets done. And that's what happens when you want to change something and you want to change it so bad that you act out of desperation and impulsivity or get very reactionary instead of pausing, breathing, connecting to the universe and seeing what's going on. Where is the flow? What can I do now? Because absolutely, change is wonderful. Sometimes. But it could feel like some ways you're starting to move backward or that change is going backward. We're changing backward. Why would it feel that way? The answer is simple. Because it pushed too hard to push forward. Because whoever was creating the change didn't stop to think, am I doing it in a way where I'm taking people along with me? Or am I bulldozing through their neighborhoods and trampling them under my feet to get shit done as quickly as possible? And if you do that, then I promise you that change is hated. And people are always going to be trying to go back. Because they're trying to go back to where they were when the idea was posed to them. And you can't carry somebody forward by forcing them. And if you force them to go forward, they're going to sling right back like a slingshot. Because they weren't ready to be where you carried them. The ideas weren't ready to be absorbed. Or you weren't ready to be where you carried yourself. Absolutely, we should be moving toward our North Node. But we can't move toward our North Node in leaps and bounds. We have to do it in stepping stones so that we know where our foot lands every single step of the way. And you're going to see a lot of contention coming this week from situations that people were not ready to decide, but either you forced them into or you forced yourself into. And this is where the impasse at the end of the week happens, where that huge crunch happens, where there nothing is moving. Because when you try to force something to move, you actually create a clog, a flow clog. And that's what's going to happen. And you're going to be like, why? You're going to get angrier and angrier and angrier, pissed, more and more disappointed. When all you need to do is shut the fuck up, calm the fuck down, settle back. Kick it fucking back and be like, whoa, was I even ready to be here? Was I even ready for what I wanted so badly? This is not a world of instantaneous gratification. This world is not an instantaneous gratification world. For fuck's sake, it took this planet about 3-4 billion years to form. Human beings are still evolving and it took us 100,000 years to do that. This is not an instantaneous gratification kind of world. So you cannot build things with the expectation for you personally of instantaneous gratification. I want it, therefore it is. If you really believe that it is, why you rush in? Why you push in? Why you force in? There's nothing to force. You relinquish control when you have faith. When you have certainty, you relinquish control. Does it mean that you don't continue to believe and live every day as you believe? No, you absolutely do that. Forcing something to happen immediately is actually an act of disbelief and fear, not faith. And so we're relearning and having to confront our actions this week that have pushed so hard for change, for a difference, that they've actually hurt things instead of helped them. And taken us away from faith instead of connecting us to it. So ultimately, this is what you're going to be feeling all week. These are the contentions that you're going to be feeling personally, not even just between you and other people, but personally. You'll feel them because it's inside of you. It's something doesn't feel right, doesn't feel off because you moved too quickly. Because you wanted something so badly, you pushed. And you took probably what was easiest instead of what was the best. And this is what the confrontation is going to be. And I hope that you hear this video so that you'll understand that when you feel those frustrations and you feel those irritations, ultimately, it's because you have to go back and do things differently and build it slowly the right way instead of just rushing into something before it even makes sense. Just because you want it doesn't mean you're ready for it. And we learn that a lot by the law of attraction. Because what the law of attraction really teaches us isn't that what you want is, you deserve it, right? It teaches us that we have to match our vibration to the vibration of what we want. And that's the only time we actually can physically touch and interact with what we want. If our vibration matches that vibration. But a lot of times people just force right to grab what they want when they're still at that lower vibration of disbelief and lack of faith. And that's what we're starting to contend with now. And you'll probably see this first and foremost in your outer world, in the world at large, especially in politics right now, like they're taking leaps backwards. That is because it is an outcome of somebody pushed too hard, forced something too much, and it was bound to break because it wasn't true, it wasn't sincere, and it wasn't well thought. It wasn't well deserved, right? And now we have to contend with that crap and figure out how to rebuild. And moving forward, we've got to rebuild in faith and we've got to rebuild in quality, taking our time to make sure something is constructed correctly and that these changes are changes that are deep and integral and not just facades or fucking, you know, sheetrock and plaster. You know what I'm saying? We got to build this up from the ground up, not just renovate this space. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's get into the cards. A rebirth is assured has come out in reverse. So that is a sense of something didn't happen, like something didn't go off. This can be also scorpionic energy, just not feeling right, feeling like it wasn't right, it didn't fit, or it wasn't ready. Somebody wasn't ready. Didn't happen or prematurely came, like just like too quickly, which is also like really not good. Be playful. So, okay. I want to just show you all the cards and then time to collaborate and then time for a beginner mind. Well, this is a hard restart, especially when it comes to friendships or who you've allowed yourself to hang out with or who you've allowed yourself to work with. Now, there could be a lot of shifts when it comes to your workflow, your work people, where you work, how you do the work. Not taking it personally, understanding that things may have to change, but I also feel like this is some sort of dynamic with friendship because this is Gemini energy. who you collaborate with, who you're hanging out with, maybe trying to open up your mind once again to like starting at the basics, starting at the beginning. Because if things got too messed up and you're too much in a clusterfuck right now, Aquarius, sit back and be like, okay, let's just start over. Let's start where we met. Let's start from the beginning and then go from there, keeping it light, keeping it playful. Friendship is key for you right now because it is a place where you'll be able to figure things out, start over, and make things work. This could speak especially to chaotic romance relationships that you find yourself in right now. Ultimately, this sense of realizing we gotta go back, or we gotta let's keep it more light, let's keep it more friendly. Are we even friends? Do we get along on that level? Can I talk to you on that level? This sense of realizing that there is a restart that has to happen. Time for a beginner mind is your energy. But it's also saying that you know, or you've gone through enough pain and suffering to have experienced enough, to have enough experience to realize what you have to do now, what has to be done. And also, you're not going into this new scenario with like blind or naive. You're going into it with your battle armor on. What does the battle armor represent? What you've experienced, what you've earned, what you know now, so that you can go back and actually do something over that you weren't ready for the first time you did it, but now you can do it the correct way because you kind of have the insights that you actually need. This is communication, this is talking, this is friendly talking, one-on-one. One-on-one being, you know, person to person. It doesn't have to be intimate, right? It just has to be kind of open and interested in hearing and working from where you and that person are now, as opposed, even if it's your boss, where are we now? Not where do we want to be? Where are we now and where do we want to get to? And what do we have to work with along the way instead of forcing anything? The point is to not force. Be playful, time to collaborate, time for a beginner mind. This is a great new time to start a new job, start working a new place, or even start to make new friends and new connections. Something didn't get a start. So this is interesting. It's almost like something didn't get a chance to happen. And now it's saying maybe reach out, talk to people, start on a friendship basis, or start in a small place. Okay, life is speeding up. This is more Gemini energy. Things are coming together. Things are starting to make sense. Trust it. Trust the fact that they're starting to make sense. Communications are coming in. Everything is starting to add up. That's how you're going to be able to move forward, is intellect, logic, and communication. Really interesting. This could also be communications coming in, a lot of new opportunities coming in, even opportunities for work, for jobs, like people coming in, people wanting you, that kind of energy. This is really awesome. This is also a sense of letting it come into you. In other words, being open, instead of deciding the conversation, being open to the conversation. It's not saying that you're sitting back and doing nothing, but you're allowing faith to say, hey, who wants to talk to me? Who wants to come to me? And then ultimately, you'll see if those opportunities haven't come into you already. There is a sense of, I just got this sense. Stop. There's a sense of you need to talk to somebody that you hadn't talked to in the past. I don't know why. This would be somebody that you still think about. And if you still think about them and you haven't spoken to them, or you never let things start off with them because of this sort of low vibrational, not prepared, not ready, wanting to stay stuck energy, then maybe that's what you have to, like, trust your intuition. That's where you have to start. Start by making that phone call, giving a ring, reaching out, talking, starting over. I mean, the best way to start any conversation is hello. You know what I'm saying? Aquarius. This is love and this is Gemini. So this is connection. This is like the lovers. Love is about connection. Love is about trusting connection. And Gemini is about friendship. I will say this, Aquarius, this week you may find love through friendship. It may start that way, or it should start that way. Not necessarily through friends, or this may be talking about a situation that your friends set you up through. And ultimately, there was pressure to make it work because of all the friends and the pressure you felt like you needed to make it work because of friends. But ultimately, did it actually work for you? Was it actually what you wanted? And there's just this sense of maybe a friend could become a lover this week if you've taken the time and if you've built the friendship, you sort of allowed it to actually flourish in that friend space, in actually knowing each other kind of space. This is a time to, I don't know, some sort of communications, communicate that you love somebody, tell them, speak it into existence, be honest, be true to yourself and your own heart. This could also be, on the negative side, seeing the other side of a darker aspect of your current relationship, connection, or the person that you're with. But since this card is not in reverse, there doesn't seem to be deception. There is just understanding the duality of it all. Interesting. Are you with the Gemini? You don't have to be. Usually Aquarius and Geminis do not get together. It's really interesting. It's time to take action. And this came out in reverse. And that's what I said from the beginning, is it's not time to take action. It's time more to listen. Geminis are really good at listening. It's time more to listen and believe the messages that come to you than it is for you to try to make things happen, force things, or push. So it's actually time for inaction. It's actually time to just sort of like, it's not about allowing, especially not allowing somebody to walk all over you, but it's about trusting. It's about deciding to not have the pedal to the metal anymore. It's about deciding not to have rushed anything. What does this mean? Be clear. Be clear. You are good enough. This is Virgo energy. You are good enough. Take time to breathe out. You need a fucking break from something. The reason why it's not working is because you've been pushing too hard. Maybe take a little help from friends. Delegate some of those responsibilities. We have the answers you need are coming. Full moon in Gemini. Okay, this is talking and listening, speaking and listening. Take time to breathe out. Okay, the energy is gaining momentum. A new romantic cycle begins. And look at the bigger picture. Well, listen. To those of you who are smart enough to go slow and travel in faith, you're going to be all good. But to those of you who rushed in, you're about to start getting longings and yearnings and wishing that things were different, and the discontentment this week is going to be through the roof. Look at the bigger picture, Sagittarius energy. Maybe you need to travel. Maybe you need to get away. Maybe you need to take a breather. And if you're feeling like you need to take a breather this week, then please do it. Give yourself that space, especially space from a partnership that has been agitating you and getting on your nerves or become all-encompassing. Let me just break it down for you right now, Aquarius. If somebody comes in and dominates your life and calls it a relationship, they're not in a relationship. They're in an ownership. You're now their slave and they now control you. a partnership is actually the two of you contributing to each other, not somebody going in and remodeling or remaking somebody's life, right? So that's not a real partnership or relationship. And the contention there is about to pop and will probably explode by Saturday of this week. Just an FYI. If you have been being put through this or taken this and it's just rushed you, like that Uranus opposite the South Node is just, listen, I'm not ready for all this yet. I'm not ready for all this change. Feeling really upset and forced and pushed instead of feeling really confident and healthy with everything that's going on. Give yourself what you need. Give yourself what you know is right for you. Because I just feel like the bigger picture has really gotten in the way of you, of your happiness, of even you being able to connect with what you feel. It can take a while. Aquarius, it can take a while for you to feel stuff. Feelings in you that you don't match. You know, so it takes a while for you to let yourself feel something. And a lot of times people can be very manipulative and take advantage of you because of this. Right? Because they'll put their feelings into you and make you responsible for them. But that doesn't make them your feelings. And this week, your feelings are going to boil to the fucking surface. And Pompeii, baby, Pompeii. Let's go to the extended. I'll see you there.